이 조금 몰라까운 아빠가 메오르니 물어볼까 약간 바쁜데
Nothing to do today, babe. I'm gonna do some yoga or something. Get my body going.
Can we do it together?
Yeah.
I'd love to stretch with you, babe.
Are you sure, babe?
I miss you so much.
I know, she's so distant.
Well, we have to be. You haven't gotten tested. So
I know. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing because it's like, and I know you're right. You're absolutely right. And this is how we're supposed to do it. But, and it's a silly feeling that I have. I feel like I don't have it. You know what I mean? That feeling of, I would bet my life on it that I don't have it.
Famous
I know
last
that we,
words of
it. I know, but we still have to go through the, motions.
Yeah.
But I'm just being honest. I have that feeling, you know, as well. So it's like, it feels weird in that way.
You know, my initial instinct and reaction to what you just said is fear and anxiety. Because, you know, like in the Philippines, they always put this thing where it's like, buyog, 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 which is like,
classic.
Don't make any bold declarations because what life will do is prove you wrong.
Yeah, but we're not in the Philippines. That only works on those islands.
Right.
Buyog, buyog, buyog.
What I want to say to you is buyog with a capital B.
I want to say buyog to you with an exclamation mark and a fuck a finger.
That's rude.
I love you though. But I
miss you.
I miss you too, but it's like we're in a house and we're like we can't touch and
but
we're
guess, 6 feet what?
Away. Guess what? Guess what?
I'm the one who has to sleep on the couch.
Oh, she's on the couch.
Yeah.
That's a gender role reversal.
It is gender. Booyah, booyah, booyah. But the thing is, but I've been sleeping like a baby.
How have you been sleeping, Kalila?
Wonderful, actually. I love that couch. And also, I like waking up with the sun. He does not. That's why he gets a bedroom, because the bedroom's the only place with a blackout blinds.
Yeah.
And the living room is pretty bright during the day. So I rise with the sun, guys.
Mm. Yeah, when I'm out, I'm out. I've been having some fucking deep fucking sleeps, my friend, with just crazy-ass dreams. It's crazy.
Like what?
Well, one time, my dad was upstairs. We're in the old house, and my dad goes, let's go get the car, right? And I picked the car up with my right hand. It was a handle on the side of the car. I picked it up like a luggage case, and I brought it upstairs.
Whoa.
It was weird. And I go, here it is, Dad. I was fighting with him. Here it is, then. And that was the dream.
Interesting.
I picked up a car with a little handle on the side, a little Prius. Anyway, dreams don't make any sense, do they? That's what's magical about them, you know?
I watched Inception again.
It's a good movie.
Speaking of dreams.
Yeah. With Jules, right?
Yeah, she really liked it.
Is that her first time?
It was her first time.
I don't understand it. Do you understand it?
I love it. I don't understand
it. It's pretty easy to understand. It's you're extracting information from someone via their dreams.
Yeah, I still don't understand. I don't even understand what you're just saying right now. That's how complicated
she's accepting.
That's how
right
complicated
now.
You're yeah.
This I is love your cute little pants.
Thank you. All of Christopher Nolan's movies are very complex in that way. That's why I won't even see Tenet.
Yeah, I heard Tenet was a
because people are like I don't get it. So I just like I did Interstellar. I tried it. You know, floating in a library.
Memento.
In a fourth dimension. I don't get it. Right. I have a thought for today. Can I give you a thought of a day? You know. This might be dumb, right? But I was thinking about this when I woke up. Do you guys know how many kind, passive, non-confrontational women out there named Karen?
Yes, I do.
That's my point. But how fucked are they with that now? Karen
is. I think about kind Karen all the time. I went to Long Beach City College with her.
Yeah.
We took all of our pre-nursing classes together. She is sober. She is now an ER nurse.
Yeah.
And she is one of the gentlest, kindest people
I've Every ever Karen met. I know is nice. But then they put that fucking name out there. It's like Hitler Adolf fucked up the name. Hey, Adolf.
Yeah, I don't know any Adolfs.
I don't know any Adolfs anymore.
Wait,
no one's going to name fucking people women Karen anymore.
I think if we have a kid, we have to name Karen.
But imagine this, Gilbert. You know, like, I'm sure there are guys, you know, out there that like to masturbate out in the fucking public.
Yeah.
Right? What if they just start calling those guys Gilberts?
Let's not do that.
I know, but
let's
my
not
point
put that out there
I know.
On the podcast.
But my point is, right, Karen's got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Karen Gillan. She's famous.
Yeah, there's so many nice Karen. Any celebrities I know named Karen?
Karen Gillan.
Karen O.
Karen
O.
Who's
from
Karen
the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
South Korean.
Karen O. From the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. There aren't a lot of movie stars, though, huh?
No, except Karen Gillan.
Karen Gillan.
Karen Nam is also a girl I went to the international school with growing up. She's Korean.
Yeah.
And she is one of the nicest girls ever.
Yeah? Can I tell you my second thought of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Asian people don't look alike.
There it is.
I'll tell you why.
There it is.
I'll tell you why, though. Because in Hawaii...
Here we go.
I got recognized 5 times with wearing a mask.
Oh.
You know how special that is, feels?
God.
To just don't breathe it in. Suck it in. Just let it sink in. Just let it sink in for a second, all right? I'm just saying...
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I know you do, but just let it sink in.
Wake up.
These are,
hold on, where's my little totem?
Fall backwards.
And not only that, right? All the recognitions, right, were via car whizzing by. So I'm wearing a mask.
You're wearing a beanie, though, huh?
What's the point?
The beanie is you. That's your brand.
Really, I'm the only Asian guy out there that wears a beanie.
In the tropics, yes.
In Hawaii, probably.
95 degree weather, yes.
Eating an acai bowl in the car? Yeah.
I was eating acai while we were out there.
So,
I was wearing acai, wearing a beanie, and my Gucci glasses.
Okay, man.
But so that's what it is?
That's exactly what
that's
it
exactly,
is. You have
man.
A look. Also, I want to prove you wrong because Kasim G just sent me a photo of someone that he scrolled past through on Bumble. And
I saw the photo. You're going to really make me mad right now.
I haven't seen it.
I am going to show you a picture of someone he saw on Bumble. And what do you think, Gilb?
That's photoshopped.
Oh, of who? Who do you think that is?
Just a Hawaiian? A generic Hawaiian?
What is it?
It's Bobby.
It's not Bobby. It's his doppelganger on Bumble.
That's real?
That's real.
It's so the cheeks are so good.
It's literally you with hair.
I saw it. I thought he was using one of those, a weird app.
I thought so too.
At first.
Mm-hmm.
But when I took a close look, I feel so bad for that lady.
I think if you didn't exist, she'd be considered cute. But the fact that there's a reference to you out there.
No. That's rude. Like that's an attack and that's rude.
Because that would really suck for me if I kind of sort of look like, you know, if I was just myself, that's fine. But if there's a reference out there for someone who's like super goofy looking that sort of looks like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd be really upset.
Yeah. She does look a lot like me. But I'm sure there are people. I mean, you have to think how many. There's billions of people on planet Earth. There's got to be one person that's going to look exactly like you.
Sweetie, I look like Tekashi.
Yeah, I know you do.
Without makeup and a certain angle, I'm not even lying to you.
Yeah.
I have Daniel Hernandez features.
Yeah.
So I'm not upset about that. I just think that, you know, genetically, that's the gamble.
Yeah. That's why I think tattoos on the face is cool.
Mm.
You know, like if there was like, if 30 people I knew that looked just like me, like her in LA, I might get something on my face, like one tattoo.
An identifier.
Yeah.
Which
it's
would be,
me. I don't know. It's me, Bob, or
oh, it actually
or
says,
a symbol.
Got it.
Or TB, Tiger Belly. You know, I think that we should get tattoos
on a face.
On the face, little TB.
I have been dying to get a neck tattoo, like right in the middle of my goiter.
In the throat?
What's a goiter?
I don't have a goiter, but right smack in the middle of my neck, just like
Tekashi or Adam?
What's his name? The Undertaker.
Yeah.
You guys watch WWE?
I know Undertaker. I know
he has like Sarah across his neck.
Can we all get one TB on our necks?
I like my leg.
No, on our necks.
Neck?
I want it on my cheek or my neck.
Yeah, right. Just like underneath the ear. You know how little white girls do it?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You do it?
Yeah. Just TB though. I think you don't like TB, right? Because that's like
I think it's cute if we all get the same one though.
I think that's so stupid.
And
why would we do that on the side of the neck? No, it's either you do something bold, like right in the middle or on your face or don't do it at all. It's so corny otherwise.
Why?
It's like you're trying to just have like a cute little corner. I'm not sold on that. I like big, bold tattoos. Like if you're going to do it, show it.
So like you like Conor McGregor tattoos?
I do. And I think that he is, as the original Tiger Belly, I bow down to him.
But I think that it's... when tattoos are in places that you can't really see, and then people discover it. You know what I mean? It's a good feeling.
Well, the first time I had sex with you, and
you
first
saw the
time
one
I
on my ass, right?
The one on your ass.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts was like, is he like an emo white boy with a
nautical
star?
No, that's not it. That's a special tattoo for you.
He got it before the date.
What did you think when you saw my tramp stamp in the back?
I thought it was dirty white chick.
Exactly.
Yeah. I liked it.
Dirty little smashly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I liked it. It was a little secret for me. It's like, you know, we should get, well, how about on the, no one gets tattoos on the bottom of their feet.
It's going to slough off really soon.
Really?
Because your feet sheds a lot, so it's going to fade really quickly.
Oh, that's even better. Let's get something elaborate on the bottom of our feet.
Babe, you're going to tattoo over your fungus? I feel bad for the artist.
Yeah, what about my eczema?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can incorporate that fungus into it. You know how some people get moles and stuff, and then they make it an eyeball?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't they do that? Yeah, they incorporate it. What's up? Go ahead.
I have some insight on your dream. This is from a medical website.
Are you being real?
Yes.
Okay.
To dream of holding up an impossibly heavy stone with all your superpower strength may reflect a surprising level of persistence in the face of enormous challenge.
There we go.
Feeling that you are holding on and defying impossible expectations. Does it have to do with anything happening in your life right now?
No.
Interesting.
Absolutely not. No, I have no idea what you're... Say it again. I mean, give me the...
Basically, you're up against impossible odds and you're overcoming it.
You feel like you're defying something in the moment, like even your real life. That's what at least your dream is perceiving. Is it being on set?
I feel like that's just been his whole life, is defying.
Are all your dreams picking up heavy things?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been reading audiobooks on... Not reading. Is it when you listen to audiobooks? wait.
Hey, that's a T-shirt. Thank you for the next T-shirt.
Wait, let me ask you something.
What audiobooks have you been reading, babe?
Well, is listening to audiobooks reading?
Yeah.
I say yeah.
Or is it?
I do that.
Or is it?
But it's not reading though.
Yeah, but I was listening to this one. Let me show you what it is. I don't know why Brendan Schaub keeps texting me.
What is he saying?
Oh, I can't even get into it.
Cool. Put up on FaceTime.
It has to do with the personal stuff.
Dude, definitely don't.
I'm not going to
recite it.
No, but last night I've been listening to, I've been reading The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker.
I don't know that book.
It's a book written in the 70s. He died, but he died right after he wrote
it.
The book. Yeah. But it's basically, you know, Western perspective on ideas about death, and he's just kind of dismantling it, you know. How we do a bunch of things to escape the inevitable, you know, and I don't know what it is. I think when you're getting to 50, which is where I am at, I've never had these thoughts before, but there is this kind of looming idea of it now that seems closer, you know, and it's really fucking scary.
Yeah.
Because and it's so funny that everyone is gonna face it, you know, but I'm like Woody Allen that way, you know. What is his quote is, I'm not afraid of death, right? I just don't want to be there when it happens. You know what I mean? That's his quote, and that's pretty much where I'm at. The actual event of it is not necessarily, because it's a moment, right? I think I could challenge the moment and get through that moment. It'll be anxiety, okay. A lot of anxiety.
You're the guy in one of the Saw movies.
What do you mean?
That's how you die. You power through that?
All right. Sorry. Fine.
I mean,
in extreme circumstances like that, no, that would suck.
Okay.
Because I've been watching that show Fauda.
What's Fauda?
It's a show that I recommended to Bobby.
I think that has a lot to do with it too.
Wait, give us the premise.
It's basic, the premise. Well, he'll give you the premise. It's about the Israel-Palestine conflict, Gaza Strip.
Mm.
I think it's a phenomenal show.
Yeah, I don't want it by watching, because I'm in the third season now. It's like I feel like it's one-sided almost. You know, I know in the first season it doesn't seem like it, but if you look back on it, I mean. It does make everyone human in the show and whatnot, but it's like, you know, it's basically shown from the, you know, the good guys are the Israelis in the show.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? So it's like in that sense, you know, I struggle with the show, but there's a lot of obviously crazy, just random deaths, you know, in it. I think maybe that has a lot to do with my thinking of it, because it's like some in the show, especially, just, you know, devices go off and innocent people, you know, obviously die, and it's like, you know, what a morbid thing to even bring up on a reunion Tiger Belly show. Why am I bringing it? Let's talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about your time in Hawaii.
Hawaii,
you just came back.
Hawaii.
What the fuck am I doing?
Sunny Hawaii.
Acai bowl de cove.
Okay.
Tell us your daily...
Here we go, baby.
...activities.
Let's go. Man, I saw the sun, man.
Woo! I've been thinking
Didn't you have
I saw the sun, man.
I've been thinking about
and sunsets.
That.
And
almost... Didn't you have like 9 days off in between?
Oh,
what did you do?
Oh, man, what did I do? I went to see the... I went to Verdansk.
Oh, you're the trigger.
Yeah, I went to Verdansk, and then I went to the...
Is that Red Dead Redemption?
No. Oh,
that is your favorite gulag location.
Yeah, yeah. I went to Verdansk, and then I went to the gulag.
Oh, you should show her the shirt you got from it.
Yeah.
He visited Verdansk. Oh, wait, that's...
So this shirt says, Gulag, where boys become men.
A lot of Eastern Europeans would not define it that way. I'd be
true,
very
that's
angry
that's
with
true.
That.
That'd be weird to write that in
Eastern
Europe.
Europe. Yeah, they'd be like, sir, take that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah. And then this is Welcome to Verdansk.
Good old.
Did you buy that or did Gilbert buy
it? Gilbert
that
bought
for
it
you?
For my on Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But I also got you
yeah.
a nice
Gilbert got me the best Christmas present
which
I have
what?
Ever received in my life.
Which is what?
He taught me about it too. And I'm obsessed with the brand.
There are these knives from a Filipino knife maker called
Buyag,
Nacional.
Buyag. Mm-hmm.
And they, I'm in love.
So he got you...
Like, they're like $800 knives.
He got you $800 knives, and I got two $3 fucking...
No, keep in mind, the shipping cost more because it was Christmas, so I paid $150 for express shipping.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, then.
For Nacional?
No, not for Nacional.
But the two clothes I got.
Oh, well,
the actual
then...
items are $2, but the shipping
was expensive for Christmas.
Yeah. So let's talk Hawaii. I'll tell you what Hawaii's like. Hawaii is a lonely.
I'm turning 50.
But free. No, Hawaii was it was fun. You know, I always miss Kalila and the animals right away when I'm there, because you're just constantly just by yourself. And also, you know, her voice is always in my head, Kalila's, in terms of like, wear a mask. You know what I mean? What do you get?
God.
Get further away from that person. Your voice enters my mind. Speed walk past that person. You know what I mean?
Hold your breath.
Yeah, hold your breath. Go the other way.
Give him your back, babe. Give him your back.
There's a lot of that. But I did have a conversation. I had a conversation at the airport. And
yeah.
I was going to bring this up on Bad Friends, but I forgot to.
Hey.
And I want to see if you think I'm wrong. Okay? Obviously, it's a conversation with TCA.
TSA. Well, already you don't even
respect
them enough.
He doesn't respect
them. TSA, right? And I feel like I'm not in the wrong.
Okay.
So I'm going through security checkpoint, and obviously, you know, you're social distancing, right? And then they're like, you know, you got to take all your, you know, gadgets out, put them in the tray. I did all that, right? And I had my iPad and my Nintendo Switch on one tray. Obviously, I forgot them, and I'm now at the gate. Okay. And I completely don't even think about those two items.
Mm-hmm.
But then my name gets announced on the thing. Mr. Lee, please come to, you know, security checkpoint. So then I realize, oh, fuck. And, you know, I run over there. And I go to the security guy. I go, hey, you guys said my name on the thing. And I think I left my And he goes, bro. Just listen, right?
All
right,
man.
He goes, bro. You Bobby Lee? Yeah. I had my mask on. He goes, big fan, bro. Fucking Tiger Belly, bro.
Are you already in Hawaii?
I'm in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm coming back.
Oh, got it.
This is me coming back to L.A.
Yeah. Got it.
This just happened. So, oh, thanks. Another guy goes, hey, bro, bad friends, bro. Right? I'm feeling pretty good, right? And the girl, there's a girl right there, right? And she has my iPad. and my phone, and my iPad and my Switch. And I go, thank you. And I grab it from her, and she won't let me have it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, and we're kind of doing this pull. I go, thank you. And she's like, not, you know.
A sitcom?
Yeah. I go, thank you, right? She's like, no. Put your code in. She wants me to put my code in to my iPad to make sure it's mine.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? They announce my name, right? Now, when my phone is freezed, was it frozen?
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously my wallpaper is my face.
So she's like, type it.
Right.
So, I can corroborate.
Yeah, you can corroborate, right? So my wallpaper is my face, all right? Full-blown high-def headshot.
Yeah.
Of just me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I go, she goes, put the code in. I go, well, that's my face right there. Right? And you can see my face, you know what I mean? She goes, look at this guy with his attitude. Look at this guy with his attitude. Gosh. You know what I mean? Put your code in like I ask. Gosh. Right? I'm like, my fucking face. You're the one that called me. And now I'm fighting.
Yeah.
You're the one that called. The guy just rang at me. What the fuck? Give me the fucking. Put it in. She goes, put the code in. So then I put the code in. And then as I get the shit and put it in, right? As I'm walking away, she's still like fucking celebrities and shit. Look at their attitude. And doing the whole fucking thing, man. Who's in the wrong?
I'd like to weigh in on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm.
How much would it have costed you to just put the code in instead of pointing out to her, look, it's my face. I know that it's common sense, but
yeah.
It would have just avoided anything after that.
Yeah, but how about her point of view? What about her? What would have cost her to just let me have it?
Some possibly being yelled at and not following protocol by how they usually do it. Like, imagine if she, you don't know her past experiences, she might have accidentally given a gadget away to the wrong person. She might have fears. She might have gotten in trouble already. We don't know any of that.
She doesn't know about me. What if I forgot my passcode? What if I had trauma about my passcode? She doesn't know about my fucking life. You know what I mean?
You walk around
right?
with the iPad.
And I'm walking around with no iPad, you know what I mean? With no passcode, right?
Yeah.
And I'm constantly touching the screen to keep it open so it doesn't go into the lock.
That's tough.
Right? What if that's the case?
I'd like to put myself in her shoes.
Okay, go ahead.
If I'm looking at an iPad and here comes a celebrity and
I'm not a celebrity, by the way. I'm not claiming that. I'm saying.
You went to film in Hawaii.
Let me.
Who cares? I'm just every reoccurring person is a celebrity on a show. You know that's not true.
Well, in a Hawaiian airport, you are apparently bad friends, bro. You know, it's you in that moment you were right, and you felt it, and you felt like, oh, okay, this shouldn't be a problem. I'd like to put myself in her shoes.
Okay.
Here is this man who, number one, I realize my friends are completely enamored by, but I don't personally know him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just trying to do my job. On top of that, when the lock screen comes on, it's a picture of his face. Immediately, I'm going to have my own biases. I'm going to be like, look at this narcissistic little fuck. And I'm going to just give you trouble.
Okay. That's interesting. You're the type of guy, woman, I'll tell you what kind of, I'll tell you the kind of woman you are, right? It just brought me into another scenario, right? And it just depends on who you are, right? Let's say Gilbert and I, right, and George are working at a coffee shop, okay? I'm the cashier, right?
Yeah.
You're the barista, both of you. Cool. This is just the kind of person I am, right? And some actor walks in that I don't know, right? Some just guy, right? George goes, man, I love you on Frisco the Man, some show, right? That's another show called Frisco the Man.
My old ferret was named Frisco.
All right. You go, you're great on Frisco, right?
Yeah.
And then Gilbert goes, oh, fuck, the guy from Frisco's here.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know him, right? He comes to the fucking cashier. I'm going to go, you know what? It's on the house. I don't know him, right? But apparently these two guys know him. They're big fans, probably a big deal, right? Right? Go ahead, on the house. It's not going to hurt the, you know what I mean? And if my boss goes, why'd you give him? I go, hey, dude, he was a star. You know, it's nice.
Yeah, that's a $3 coffee. That's right, not right, a fucking right. $600 gadget.
No, that's my point, though, is that, you know, what I'm saying is there are people, though, right, that would have saw, you know, somebody get recognized, their face on the fucking screen, and that would have said, you know what, go ahead, take it.
You're right. I am not somebody who would probably give a freebie to someone I know can of all people that come through that door, can most easily afford it. Like, I don't like the idea.
She's always double. She's
that's
always,
what I call reversal.
She always goes against me. It's never a
I just
blown.
Don't like to.
I they already, ride the wave, baby.
All celebrities in LA already.
Ride the wave.
You motherfuckers are already so entitled as is. I'm not going to give you the free entitled.
What do you
coffee.
Get so angry about? You're a celebrity too now.
No, I'm not.
All right?
I
you're a fucking celebrity too
oh,
now.
Stop it.
People say
stop
it all the
it.
Time. People say all the time. How's Kalila? Oh, I love Kalila. She's the
and
best.
And I love them
the
back, but
right? You're a celebrity,
celebrity
too, so don't fucking. I'm not either then. Don't put me in the fucking boat.
You're a celebrity,
I'm not, you
I'm
are
not.
Too. You're a
I've
celebrity.
I've never been on television.
Because you're
I don't
fucking
have credit.
Writing a show, pitching a show.
I'm on a fucking you're podcast.
You're doing it with other two. Let me ask you this. Is Annie Letterman and Estra celebrities?
I think so.
So where are you then?
They have TV credits. They've been in this industry for like 15
I saw you
years.
Hosting a UFC fucking video.
For my friend, Jared.
Yeah. I'm still fucking, that's still on camera.
Battle Long Beach, everyone.
Right?
Have
my
fun
point is that just go along with the flow, baby. All right, so what you're saying to me is that I was in the wrong in that situation.
I just think that you probably are both in the wrong, but you both could have avoided. Like, I just do it. It's like 3 seconds of your life to just put in.
I know. Okay, fine.
And then you can mumble whatever obscenities you want after that. You're like, oh, stupid bitch. But that on your own, but without causing a scene. That's my style, at least.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I. How about you, George? I play it wrong.
A little bit more Karen, George?
He's a little more George.
It's not about respect. It's about common sense, man.
Was she an older woman?
No, she was like a young, like, you know what I mean? Latina Hawaiian, you know?
You mean a me?
You mean Hawaiian?
Me, exactly, yeah,
exactly
what I
Kalila was there.
One of you.
Latina Hawaiian.
Is your kind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to fucking keep the fucking fish hook in.
The island Mexican.
Yeah. That's what you... Why are you people like
proudly.
That?
Proudly.
Yeah. I would have been like, if it was like, even if it was someone like Dustin Diamond.
Oh, by the way, he has stage 4 cancer.
Oh, shit.
Is
that why you said that?
No.
Oh.
I just threw his name up. I think he does have cancer, right?
Yeah, he does.
Just announced, yeah.
But he's had run-ins with a law, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah. Well, Dustin and I, a couple of times on the road, I've either followed him... Like, he was the weekend act before me or after me, right? I've never actually met the guy, but I just remember, like, going to clubs and then going, oh, we just had Dustin Diamond this last weekend. You know what I mean? So there is, like, a thing there. And then, you know, but he's not like the, he's not an A-list celebrity, right? He's kind of D, right?
Well, wow, kick the man while he's down, why don't you?
Yeah. All right, C then.
Everyone
as in cancer.
Oh my God.
Good thing we're a comedy podcast. Sorry, we say stupid things here. Right?
That was mean. But you know, but even if it was Dustin Diamond, I would be like, you know what I mean, go ahead and have it. But anyway, let's move on. Maybe I'm the one in the wrong. Maybe I'm the fucking little bitch in this situation, all right? But that did happen. And I want to apologize to that young lady. How about that? Is that what you want?
Yes.
I'll make me feel better, all right? Lady, I'm sorry. I should have just quickly put my fucking passcode in there, taken it, and said thank you and walked away. In retrospect, I guess that's what I wanted to do. But I just make life so much harder for myself because I like confrontations.
Yeah, you're so opposite.
I know. I don't know what it is.
I hate.
I know.
I'm not afraid of a real confrontation if I genuinely feel wronged.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like over stuff like that. That's just so inconsequential and not important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not worth it. Like, if it involved my child or my dog or something that was really like high stakes for me.
Yeah.
Then yeah, but it's like in that moment, that's so dumb.
Yeah. Also, there was a little growth moment too in Hawaii I want to bring up, I guess. It's not funny.
Not to be funny.
You know what I mean? It's not a funny idea, right? But there was this moment where, and this is probably people maybe listening can relate, that you're really hard on yourself, right? That if it's not perfect, you just rip on yourself and there's like this internal monologue that you play in your head. You know what I mean? Like, you're a piece of shit. I do that. A lot. Do you do that? Yeah. Do you do that?
All day long.
I think all of us except George.
Yeah.
George had a great upbringing.
Yeah.
We did it.
That's why this happened. You know what I mean? This is why you are where you are. You know what I mean? I just have this thing in my head. You know what I mean? That constantly.
Yeah, it's the flogging.
Plays. Yeah, it's flogging. I flog myself. And Zach Knight, the actor that's on Magnum PI, who's interesting because he was somebody that I've known, never really talked to really, but it's somebody that I'd like been around since for 20 years. Because when I was on Mad TV, he was on a show called Life on a Stick. Do you know what Life on a Stick is?
Is that the one with Charlie?
Yes.
Oh, I remember.
So Zach Knight, Charlie Finn were the two guys, right, in Life on a Stick.
Is that about like a hot dog stand?
Hot dog, yeah. Hot dog on a stick at a mall.
Mm. Right.
Right, which is weird. What a weird premise. But
I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool. And then who else was on it is who we're going to have on the podcast soon is Maz Jumani. Mm. He plays the manager on the show. Okay. So I was sitting there and there was a scene where I was in a fucking van. So imagine it's really hot. You're in Hawaii, right? And I had these all these technical lines I had to do. It was like weird the way it was written and it was long and I had to say it fast because I'm on a computer. So, you know, a lot of times when you're doing something like that, it's just like I like conversational things. Mm-hmm. You know, say, Gilbert, how are you? You know what I mean? And I can memorize whatever. But when it comes to stuff like, you know, technical stuff like computer words that are like, you know.
Like the hacker stuff.
Hacker stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know the word. So it's like I have to memorize the sound of the word because I don't know what the word is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Would it help if you looked up the meaning?
It doesn't matter because if I've never heard of it, right? I'm still memorizing sound, you know, instead of meaning.
No, what I'm saying is the sentence you are reciting or memorizing would be easier to remember if you understood what you were saying, if you understood the meaning of what the words you were saying.
Do you remember the word? I'm curious now.
No, I can't even, that's how
removed
it is. I don't even know the words because I had to memorize the sound of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one. It was just a way it was a lot of law references, all, you know, different things, right?
Yeah.
I can do it, right? But not, you know, in a van when it's super hot, right? And they're like, the sun's going down.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to get the shot. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You know, we got to, come on. You know what I mean? You have all that going. And I thought I was doing pretty good the last couple of days. And I was doing pretty good. And there was this one moment, and I wasn't fucking up, but like I had this little big chunk of thing, and halfway during it, I just blanked. I just couldn't remember what the next thing was. Instead of going, and most actors, they go, line. And then, you know, the lady behind it goes, it's this, you know, it's not a big deal. But instead of doing that, I just went, I stopped, like, I stopped, and I put my head down, and I just said, I'm done.
You said you're done?
Yeah.
That's the growth moment?
No, I'm not that.
I feel like you might have regressed.
Yeah,
quit?
No.
She regressed.
No, then Zach Knight, he's in the front seat. He turns around and he says, look at me. He goes, look at me. I look at him. He goes, you're killing it. We love you here. Everyone makes mistakes, right? You're doing a great job. Start from the top. And that, I don't want to get emotional, but, you know, when actors do that, you know, to help you out in a situation, mm-hmm. you know, Oliver Hudson did that when we did Splitting Up Together.
I love him.
I love him too. So when Zach did that.
A little too much.
Me too. All right, babe. You want to suck his dick, I get it. But he's a family man. But when he did that, it was just like, oh, you know what I mean? But what a nice gesture. So that happened. As well, I just beat myself. I just shut down. I go, I hate this. You know what I mean? I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not funny, really. But it's a.
You get it right after, though?
No.
No, but babe, I really.
They cut the scene.
I do notice that about you, though.
Yeah.
Like, even if, let's say, you go in for an audition, and even if you don't get the part.
Yeah.
If you had an overall like supportive and positive environment at that audition,
yeah, I shine.
You really shine, and you also want to go back almost immediately.
Yeah, like I mean, there are some environments where if it's cold and empty, and there's a feeling of there's no feeling there, and I feel trapped, right?
Yeah,
I'm terrible.
Well, we freeze when we were kids that were beat.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's like
what
we freeze in the.
Yeah.
in that high pressure moment, it's like all we want to do is either fight or flight and or freeze.
Yeah.
And then we're not all in our brain anymore. Like our blood has flowed to all flowing through like our periphery and nothing is up there anymore in our head.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. And it's like I think I would have been able to do it even if the director was like, because, you know, RoboCop was there.
You had a really rough experience with him.
Yeah, so RoboCop was there, but he wasn't directing my episode.
Oh, he was just there?
He was directing the episodes after mine, but he was just prepping, right? But he was in my hotel room. So that was another thing, you know what I mean, a challenge of mine during my days off, is to avoid RoboCop.
Let's remind the audience what happened with RoboCop last week.
So RoboCop, he's a great actor. RoboCop is a great actor.
Peter Weller.
Okay. And he's a great director. He's everything. He's at the top of his field. Okay. He just has a tone in his voice that freaks me out. Right? Like I said, his opening line to me was, "Don't fuck this up." Like military style. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm like in a situation where it's like, when a director's like that, I just clam up like, "What?" Right? And then it's like, if you fuck up on a line, he'll shame you a little bit. "We paid this guy a lot of money. He can't memorize three words, everybody."
Seriously?
Yeah. He does that. And he'll go, like, one time we were at a table. It was the last scene of every Magnum PI. The whole cast is there at a bar.
Yeah.
And we're always reminiscing about the episode. You know what I mean? "Hey, John, thanks for, you know what I mean, getting me out of that jam." You know what I mean? Or whatever. So we're all there. We all have our sides, right? And he walks by and he goes, "Oh, my God, the biggest losers I've ever seen." Can't memorize any lines. He's that type of guy, right?
Yeah.
And then he'll say stuff like, in between takes, he'll go, "You've been to Taiwan?" I swear to God. Like, he'll try to bond with you after he yelled at you.
Random Asian guy.
So he'll just come to, "You've been to Taiwan? Man, the political, you know, atmosphere there, man, is in the 70s was a little rough, but right now, man, it's, you know, letting loose." And you're just kind of going, "Yeah." And then you have to go, "Yeah.
Have you been to Taiwan?"
No. But I always go, yeah, it's loose now. The political atmosphere or whatever. Check out, right? And he sat next to me, too, and talked about Korea. "Oh, Korea back in the day, man. I was in Pusan in 78. He just, everything's like something that has to do with Asia, because he thinks that that's all I think about. You know, what is it with white people that sometimes think that all we think about is Asian shit?
This is literally, this is every conversation I have. Like, as soon as I tell someone I'm Filipino,
yeah,
the first thing they'll say is, "Oh, I love lumpia." Right? Classic. "I love lumpia. I have a friend." Oh, then pancit and pancit. They call pancit pancit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's every single time. But you know what? I don't say anything. I think that they're trying their best to like connect with me. That's all they know how.
Yeah.
And it is cringe, but I'm like, all right, yeah.
You just do it back. That's what I do. If some white guy goes, "I'm from Alabama. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd." You just have to do it back. "I love fried Twinkies."
Yeah. "The Selma walk, loved it." Remember the Selma walk?
The Selma walk. The Selma walk. Yeah, yeah. I loved it. Yeah. But
do you think you can do a podcast with Peter Weller, or is that too?
I would love to. I think it'd be great too.
Could you do a podcast, Peter Weller or Ed Harris, in terms of energy?
I love Ed Harris.
I would only do Peter Weller and ask him if he, number one, comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I heard you've been talking shit about me on your podcast."
Bring him on. Yeah.
Right? Then I would go, "Oh, let's hash it out. If you're in LA, okay, I will." You know what I mean? I would love that to happen. Right? But I think Peter Weller would be great.
Uh-huh. Let's have him.
We're going to have him.
It would be an honor.
Yeah. But so why was I bringing up Peter Weller again?
Growth moment?
You said, yeah, growth moment.
You had to avoid him.
Oh, yeah. So he was in the hotel, and that was another challenge, I mean, of my days off, was to, like, get off the elevator and look and scan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to, like, have a confrontation. Also, I've been talking about him on podcasts. So, you know, that's another thing I do, is how many times have I called you and said, "Hey, can you edit that out?" You know what I mean? Because I'll say shit and then I'll regret it later.
Uh-huh.
What is it about myself that I just say shit that I just regret?
I mean,
isn't that everyone?
I think that you just this is a room with your friends. You let loose, and I think that that's the best way to do it. You're just getting shit off your chest, babe.
No, I think that I'm a gossiper.
Yes.
I'm a number one. I think I'm a gossiper, and I can't keep a secret.
You can't.
No.
Oh my God, you can't.
I can't keep a secret, and I just have no filter. I just talk. You know what I mean?
You
and,
know what though, babe?
But that's what makes me a good podcaster, I think.
Yes, but also very dangerous friend.
I'm very dangerous. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is one secret that I told you.
Uh-oh.
That I am so surprised you've kept.
Really?
Because he forgot.
Yeah, because he forgot.
No, I don't think I forgot.
I told you this secret.
Well, can you say the secret now? We'll
half,
edit it out.
2.5 years ago
we'll
in the car.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, because Gilbert and George don't know the secret. Why would I say it now?
I think that's between you two.
But I told it to you, and you were foaming at the mouth. You're like, babe, I can't keep this. This is too juicy. Please, you can't put this on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to call that person now. And I begged you. I said, Bobby, we are over. If you ever mention this again.
Yeah.
And then you have not.
You know, you're right. There are...
I want to know now.
No, no. There are detrimental... there are detrimental secrets. There's about 5 of them that I know that I'll never reveal.
Well, this one was friendship ending.
Right. So, those are detrimental secrets. But I'll wait in my mind. I go, can this get out there? You know what I mean? Let's see what the consequences. I mean, is it that severe?
Yeah.
Oh, he just won't talk to you for 3 weeks. Well, then I can throw it out there. You know what I mean? But there are some that I know. Like, my brother has given me some, right? That, like, he'll kill me. He'll literally murder me if I say it.
I believe it.
There's some from you.
There's only one from me.
There's two.
What's the second?
I can't say it.
Say it.
No. What, you want me to say it?
Hold on. Whisper it.
No, I'm not going to whisper it. We'll tell you afterwards.
Really? I have a second one like life-changing?
Wait, this is good that she forgot. That's interesting. That you forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing that
I know any secrets from you?
I don't have anything really.
Do you have any? Have I ever told you any secrets?
I know things.
Excuse me. Gilbert and George are literally the most... You better suck their dicks for the rest of your life because they know so much about us.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
But our destinies are tied to theirs.
That's true. We could crush them.
Yeah. Yeah. If we go down, we go down together. Because if you bring me down, we go down. We're going to go down together.
Mm-hmm.
My force.
And look at me right now, Gilbert. You're a talented young man.
Thanks, man.
Right? And I feel like, you know, you have it really quite... In terms of like the theatrical world, the stuff that you want to do, you were going to get there and you're going to be a big actor and all that stuff, right? But if you try to bring me down, that's not going to happen because I will fucking rip you.
I feel like me and George literally do the opposite. We try to keep you up.
That's what I meant to say. I want to keep you up.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we missed you very much while you were gone.
Uh-huh.
And you asked Annie and Esther to host the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss us? Did it give you FOMO that you weren't here in the room? Did you like that episode?
When I started Bad Friends, right, there was I started it with a sense of kind of a guilt.
Why?
I'll tell you why. And I'm just telling you my honest answer. And I'm not okay. It's because Tiger Belly for me is this may be true, may not be, but I think it's more toward the honest side. Saved me in many ways. Okay. Not only did it save my career, but I think it saved us too as a couple. You know, it gives us something to do together, a project, you know. There's a lot of trust that goes into something like this. And, you know, we've had our blowouts and we've had our, you know, our heads have butted. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's our little baby and it's our, you know, it's literally like, you know, a part of us. It's our family member, Tiger Belly. And, when I started with Bad Friends, I felt like I was abandoning it a little bit, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know. But I think I did Bad Friends because of all of us. You know, I think in many ways, I don't want to get into the financial situation, but in many ways, you know, I did Bad Friends for us. Okay.
I also.
But let me finish.
Yeah.
But there was a side of me that was like, thought, how great would it be if, you know, Kalila could start something up with a couple of girls. And I've always thought because of guys we fucked, and I also, obviously, I'm friends with a lot of female podcasters. I love what they're doing. So it's like, I think it would be good. At first, in my head, I was like, how great would it be, you know, if it was like an all-female Asian podcast that you did? But then later, you know, I thought, you know, it just two really funny people. So I think you, Annie, and Esther filling in for me, you know what I mean, on Tiger Belly, number one, was great. I don't have to see, because I don't listen to any of them. So, but I just already know in my heart. I never asked, how did it go or anything like that. I just like, I just know it's going to be good, right? Because it's those two, right? And I'm excited to announce.
Wait, we're not announcing anything. What are you saying? I just wanted your input on what you thought.
I thought we were making an announcement.
We're not.
Oh, all right, so here's what, can I just say what my dream is then?
Yeah, what's sure, your dream?
My dream is that you, Annie, and Esther, right, would do a podcast together, is my dream for you. I think those are the two perfect, Esther's fucked up in the brain. She's a fucked up.
Annie is going to be so happy you said that.
Because I saw her earlier, right? Mm-hmm. I saw her earlier today, right? And my first reaction when I see her, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Mm. You know what I mean? She's fucked up, okay? Annie is just garbage. She's human garbage with, you know what I mean, walking around. Just the floppiness of her, you know what I mean? There's just something, just, you know what I mean? Like she sweats nicotine juice or something, you know what I mean?
Nicotine juice.
She just has that vibe. And I looked at you three earlier today and I went, that's it. I love it. They're both very talented young ladies, and not young, but.
When you first started Bad Friends, I was really excited. I never want to ever like feel like we have our own thing, but I feel like you shine very differently across different people. Like that's just how life is. Like you are so funny with Santino, and I completely I think that in one of the earlier episodes of Tiger Belly too, I was like, wait a second, like you guys would be perfect to do this together. And then Eric Griffin was like, why would you say something like that?
Yeah.
Remember? But it's the same way, like I feel with Annie and Esther. It's like if we were to ever do a podcast together, you would be getting a completely different side of me, because who I am with you is not who I am with them. And I do tend to open up more in like a girly way with them.
Yeah.
Where I wouldn't, you know, I'm, for some reason, I say way more fucked up things with them.
Yeah, it's like with Andrew, I would cave into my, you know, my faults, right? Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, I go, all right, yeah, that was me, my bad, or, you know, should I have done this? You're right. You know, I try to like, you know, learn from my, you know, behaviors. With Andrew, I think I would stand firm and not cave in as much, you know what I mean? Because I just fucking hate him sometimes. You know what I mean? When I look at him, I just go, God, there's everything about you irritates me, right? So I think that, you know, I wish we would have used the Bad Friends, instead of calling it Bad Friends, Riffin Without Griffin.
Oh, God.
We almost named Bad Friends Riffin Without Griffin, right? And when Andrew brought that up, I chuckled on the phone so hard, and I go, but then I realized if we put that out there, it would have been
irreparable damage.
Devastating for Eric, right? But how funny would that have been?
Very funny.
Yeah.
That's like if me, Esther, and Annie started a podcast called Having a Time Without Rick.
And he's
that's gonna, really funny.
And he's going to clip this.
You should have that. You should name it that if you do one with those girls. Yeah. You know,
shout out Rick. Love you.
Rick is
kidding.
Rick is an interesting guy. You know, but here, there's another guy that's, you know, in the podcast world has really kind of taken a hold of his, you know, vibe. And
I love what he does. He works so hard. That's not even a podcast. That's a show. It's a show.
Yeah.
He really does fine tune it to make it and make it feel it's a perfect show.
Yeah. He's great. Yeah. And also I just love, he's a lovely guy, mm-hmm. You know, wouldn't want to go camping with him, you know, or like just long distance, anything with him, you know what I mean? Or a vacation, but from afar, I'm a big fan of his, you know,
I'd like to do that with you guys post-vaccine.
Please.
If we could all just jump in an RV together and drive around America.
First location.
I've never been to Yosemite. Mm. I've also never been to the Grand Canyon, you guys.
I've been to Yosemite. Let's do it.
Have you been? Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I've been to the Grand Canyon. I've been all over the place, but let's do it.
I never got to really explore America in that way. I've also never been to Yellowstone. I've never been to Wyoming.
Ooh.
Wait, I think I went to Wyoming for a swim meet.
I think you and I should do an RV trip, you and I.
I'd love to go to Canada.
Bring the dogs, though.
Oh, Gobi doesn't like long road trips, babe. You know that. But Julio and Remy do.
Are we going to keep this house as an animal farm or...
Yeah, there's new family members here.
I mean, I'll just be honest with you.
When did you find out?
Oh, my God. I land.
Oh, you land?
I land in LAX. I'm like, oh, finally home. I'm going to go home, relax, you know. And all of a sudden, I get a text. Beep, beep, right? I look at it, and it's like, oh, there was an emergency at the hospital. Or I don't know what the fucking thing was.
I didn't say hospital.
Oh, you said there was an emergency.
Yeah.
I'll read it to you. It's right here. This is what I get.
I might have exaggerated it a bit.
I don't care.
That might have been a strategic move to do it last minute, too.
Very good move.
So here you are. There you go. So you say, babe, there were two dogs in an emergency situation, so I'm taking care of them downstairs for a couple days only. Couple days only. Are they still here?
It's only been a couple days.
Yeah. When are they leaving?
Let me tell you something, okay?
Well, no, don't get defensive. Don't get defensive. I'm not here for a fight. I'm just asking you a question. When are they leaving?
Whenever they get adopted.
Okay.
Listen.
You try to die?
Listen.
I know. Here we go.
Listen, and it was an emergency situation because it was a homeless couple from Skid Row who got ill. And they could no longer care for their dogs. That's to me is the most emergent situation. But I've always wanted to do more. I've always wanted to help in any way I can. And this is just one way I feel like I can do that. And yeah, those two dogs are with me now. Also, they're fucking perfect, by the way. You just met Momoa.
The big one.
The
so
big.
Sweet. So sweet.
He's the sweetest guy. And the tiny little black chihuahua, her name is Lisa Bonet. She's like one of those birds that sits on top of like hippos in by the river.
All right.
They just perch there. You don't even know she's there. She's so low maintenance. These dogs, homeless dogs are the best dogs, by the way.
They're also best of friends. And so, but the pit bull is the biggest pit bull I've ever seen.
So big.
He's a big boy.
We'll right? First.
The biggest head I've ever seen. I mean, the only thing creature that I've seen with a bigger head is Marianne. Okay, ooh, that's your friend. That's your friend from Denver. God bless you, Marianne. If you
guys are friends now. Stop. I love her. I know.
She has a very big head for her body, and that's it. That's a fact.
You guys have very similar proportions. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. I don't know why every time I attack Marianne that you have to attack me back.
Well, it's because it's like for someone who has your like bodily proportions, I'm just surprised how much
cute as fuck, and they're scientific proof.
Well, you also look like a chicken drumstick, but...
Okay, I don't know why I became that roast, right? But why are you doing that?
She's on a dais, bro.
But let me just go back to the dogs, right? So the dog is the biggest... And then Lisa Bonet is the size of the paw of this dog.
Yeah.
But they're best of friends, right? And you're right, that the dog seems like one of those, like, you know, there are certain birds that will hop on other birds, right, to get the food.
Yeah,
like you know, big. What's a big ostrich? Like an ostrich.
Yeah.
Will go, and a little bird will sit on top of an ostrich's shoulders because when the ostrich walks, it brings up mosquitoes and bugs from the ground.
Yeah.
And the other, you know what I mean, little tiny bird will grab the food.
Yeah.
So, but it's almost as if like they're symbiotic in that way.
That's exactly the word. Cute. That's the correct scientific term. I'm so surprised.
Why?
It's symbiosis.
Yeah. I'm not dumb.
But
anyway, so we're gonna have these dogs for indefinitely.
If you guys are interested in adopting Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, please go over to Love Leo Rescue's Instagram and you can fill out an application there. They are just the sweetest, easiest house guests we've had.
Yeah. So that's it. We're Animal Farm.
Is that so horrible?
Yeah.
What's going on? What text are you reading?
Fucking thickhead. Shop.
I'm so curious. Is it juicy?
Just give us a little. Is it juicy?
Or will you cut it out?
Just keep it light.
Yeah, keep it.
I can't keep it out. It's either we cut it out or not.
Hey, they look, babe. Look who's here.
Hey.
Oh, don't go through there. Go through the other way. Go over there.
Come on.
No, wrong way. Come here, baby. Come here. Go say hi.
Give people your mask.
Oh. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Which what's that's
That's Lisa Bonet over there. She's very shy, but she's really sweet. She just don't pee, okay? We're potty trained in this house.
Vera, like literally, she's really always staying close to him.
Oh, don't go through there. Cause does the camera get him, George?
Yep, the wine is getting him a little bit. Now they're behind
him. Come here. Let's go,
Momo.
Momo.
Come on, Momo.
Boy,
the little one hates me.
Little one seems very timid.
Yeah, she is.
Come on, Momo. Momo, come on. Okay, let's go.
Wow. How do people find out about the dogs? Where you can apply
for Love Leo Rescue.
There you guys go.
On Instagram. I cannot rave about them enough. They are such sweet little angels.
So sweet. Would you guys like an unhelpful advice question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalilah.
Hey, Tiger Belly. My name is Chris. I am a 24-year-old law student, and I live with my girlfriend and her family in their house. When I was notified that school would be all over Zoom, I decided to live here so I could save money and not have to pay for an apartment closer to campus. The problem is my girlfriend developed a gluten intolerance over the past few months, and she constantly burps. It sounds silly, but it's very distracting and has even impacted our relationship. My desk is inside our bedroom, and the constant burping makes it very hard to concentrate on what I'm reading. She is transitioning over to a gluten-free diet. Hopefully that helps. What should I do in the meantime? All the libraries are closed. My girlfriend can't stop burping. The house is small, so I can't really move to another room. I really need to have a quiet area where I can focus. Hopefully you all can help me. I love the podcast. Chris.
Wait, let me... So he's taking classes online?
Well, they're quarantining together. So basically, they're stuck in a home together, and his girlfriend has a gluten intolerance.
Right. No, I get it. So there's something they invented called headphones.
Noise canceling, right?
Your fucking... You're on Zoom. You can't put headphones in and take the class that way?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
What the fuck is this?
You know, well, what about when they're in bed together and she just is burping?
But that has nothing to do with them. You did deal with that. It's like, you know, I have to deal with some of your shit.
Like what?
Your wet feet.
Wait, no.
Does that affect your livelihood?
No, I'm just saying. It's like, you know, she's wet.
That sounds so wrong. She's wet.
Yeah.
She's that wet ass feet.
You know. I mean, you know, there are certain things that people like. I'm sure, obviously, I have a lot of things. You mean that you have to deal with.
Can you give us one thing that you've had to deal with, but you found a solution?
I haven't found any solutions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have been no solutions. There is no solution. House, only misery.
Misery.
Here's what I think. Well, actually, Bobby should speak to this because you are very sensitive about hearing people burp. It's funny because you burp, but when you hear other people burp, you feel grossed out.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Every time, even at the tiniest little burp from you, you're like, ew. You don't like burp and you don't like vomit.
Yeah, I don't like vomit. That for sure. I hate vomit.
Do you gag when you see it?
Not even vomit. I'd rather poo, I'd rather have than vomit.
Like in the house, he cleans the poo?
I won't clean vomit.
He refuses to clean vomit.
I just don't like it. You know, poo is easy. You know, yeah, because I don't vomit.
You've never vomited?
There's two types of people. There are diarrhea people or there are vomiters.
Yeah. I'm a diarrhea man.
I'm a diarrhea man myself.
All day long.
Diarrhea.
24/7. You know what I mean? But for life. Diarrhea. Yeah. Have you ever seen me vomit?
I have never seen you vomit in all this 8 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Never. No. Wow. I just don't do it. I've gagged.
You don't even have a gag reflex.
Not really. Yeah.
Whoa.
I cough.
You're wasted on this heterosexual relationship. You'd make a man so happy with your lack of gag reflex.
Oh, George. I don't know if I can come up with it. This week's Big Papayas over at Patreon. Kyle Snuffer. Go ahead.
Bon Jovi.
No, you're supposed to do a Jeopardy thing. I say Kyle Snuffer, you know what I mean? guys that masturbate in the forest.
Oh. But then you're supposed to say, what is Kyle Snuffer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I say, what is Kyle Snuffer? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Or you could just say Bon Johnson. They say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What is Bon Johnson?
Forget it. Let's just say the names. Kyle Snuffer, Bon Johnson, Rachel Wilkins, Melvin Flores, yeah. Rebecca Torres.
Okay.
Hafiz from Singapore. Yep. Love that guy.
Yep.
Jamie Che Cortez.
Jaime.
Aaron Wasserstrom.
Wasserstrom.
Nile Red.
Read it the other way around, starting from Nile Red.
Go backwards.
Kyle Snuffer got a lot, so say Nile Red.
Red Nile.
What is
Red Nile? Wasserstrom Aaron. Let's do it backwards. Red Nile, Wasserstrom Aaron. Cortez Che Jaime. Singapore from Hafiz. Torres Rebecca. Flores Melvin. Wilkins Rachel. Johnson Bon. Snuffer Kyle.
Guys, those were our big papayas over at patreon.com/belly. Enjoy the rest of the show.
What? George, that video that we saw in Bad Friends, I'm Not Gay Anymore.
So funny.
It made me laugh. Last night, I rewatched it, and I almost died from laughter. It's probably one of the funniest
things. Can you tell the audience what video?
No, we already said it on Bad Friends.
Okay. I'm Not Gay No More. Just search it.
Yeah, I'm Not Gay No More.
It's great.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah.
It is. I am delivered.
It's like delivered. I'm doing a sermon.
Delivered. I am delivered. Dude, please watch it right now.
We'll watch it.
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah, please.
It's obviously, I don't know what church it is, but it's televised. And it's a
televangelist.
Yeah, it's right? A black church. And they have, you know what I mean? A young man who announces, you know what I mean? That the Lord saved him from being gay.
Is he wearing a bow tie?
Yeah, but it's obvious. But it's obvious, number one, that he's still gay. And number two, it's obvious he doesn't want to be there. Right? And he's just going through the motions. And it's so fucking funny. He's committing to it. Right? And he's trying to convince himself that he's not gay, but you are.
You just got to take one for the team, I think. Like, that's what my sister did when my dad, when we first came to America. I've told this story before. Yeah. My dad had fallen into step with a Nigerian Mennonite church because they were great people and they really helped him transition in America. And so my dad, as a thank you, would go, he was an elder in a church. And so we would basically go to this church, every Sunday. And during these, every Sunday they would have a part of the, what do you call it? Service where you would testify about how the Lord, how God is great and why God is great. So basically something that happened to you that week, right? Tiny things, big things. And so my dad basically was like, Kawinda, you should go up there and testify. And she was like, number one, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I'm only 2 weeks into my American tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm terrified. My sister, by the way, is a very introverted, shy girl. Mm-hmm. Like, she is not someone like me. And she goes up there and she puts on quite possibly the most convincing performance of her life. She was doing convulsions when she took in the spirit. And she did like a Ric Flair Dead Man's Drop.
Oh my God.
Where she, like, her body, like, stiffened. This.
I wish I was there.
And then she like rocked back and forth on her belly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish I was there.
I want to see her.
And then you know what? I was scared because I thought that maybe she had been taken by the spirit. That's how convincing it was.
Yeah.
And she came back and she was like, I had to do it. Like, these people are so nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, these people have helped us so much in America. Like, I couldn't not do that.
That would be fun. We should do that. We should start going to a church that does that.
Yeah.
And then have a competition to see who can get in further in terms of believability.
People are like, I think
I would kill it. I would do shit. I think I would. Oh my God, we got to do
all
it.
All you hear is Bobby going, I'm not gay anymore. I'm not gay anymore.
Yeah. No one accused him of being gay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next
I love you
week.
Guys.
We love you. Bye.
Guys. Bye.
So last week on our episode with Annie and Esther, I told them that before you left Hawaii, you asked that I plan a wedding. And I was like, well, we're not engaged. And then you said...
We are engaged. We're getting married.
Babe, how do you think this works, babe?
You're
engaged? I wanted clarification on this.
Yeah.
We're not engaged. How does this work for you in your head? What's the... What
I've been
goes first?
Telling people.
Are you kidding me?
All the people at Magnum PI weren't getting married. They always said congratulations.
What the fuck?
Is it the dream you always wanted?
I mean...
I don't know. Listen, I don't know how to do it the other way. I don't want to do storybook.
Okay, that's fine.
And I don't want to do storybook. I'm not going to get on my knees. I'm not going to put the fucking ring in a fucking cake, cupcake, and have you eat the middle of the cupcake and then have their have the
okay,
ring.
Okay, so are we mafia handshaking on this then?
No, we're just going to say it. I'm not going to even handshake. We're getting married.
Oh. We're engaged.
Go ahead.
I guess
let's go. Let's move on.
That's it.
Is that real now? Can we confirm this?
Ask him. That's it.
Who is this? 213.
This is going to go out to everyone. Are you confirming?
Look, he has to take a phone call. That's how important this engagement is to
him. Yeah, we're getting married. We're getting married. Let's go. Let's read.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. That's how I want to do it. It's better that way.
It's done.
It's so rude is what it is.
No, I wanted to make you so angry about it. No, I don't want to do it. I'm so excited. I told everyone at Magnum I was. Perdita gave me a hug. I mean, she didn't give me a hug, but yeah, she did give me a hug.
It's like saying that you're dead. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She died.
And I was like, congratulations. I go, you can come to the wedding. We should maybe do it in Hawaii. So we can, you know,
I don't have family in America.
All the Magnums.
So you are engaged. I'm looking at you now. Are you accepting this? Yes.
She already accepted it. We're doing it.
I want him to accept it.
You plan it, though.
I'm going to have Gilbert and George plan it.
Will you guys plan it?
Yes.
It's got to be in either LA or Hawaii, somewhere where all my celebrity friends can come.
Oh my God, this is a problem.
He knows all the vendors.